Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Jamie. How may I help you?
Yes, Jamie. My name is Daniel Ritz, R-I-T-Z. And we had a Amazon last delivery driver under Cruise and Company Logistics hit my building when they were delivering a package. And they hit it really hard and messed up the roof. And the fire department came and the police department came and they put a yellow tape all right around my building and I can't even use my front entrance anymore. And the gentleman who said he was the manager to the driver said, I'll pay for it. Just give me the claim. I'll pay for it immediately. I'll pay for it immediately. Well, I left out of the country to go on continuing education the day after the accident, which was August 16th. And I got back recently and I got the estimate from the engineer and the contractor. The fire department said I have to get a licensed engineer and a licensed contractor because it's a public building. I got that estimate. I sent it to him, and he won't call me back. I've been calling him for 5 days. I've been texting him. No response. He won't give me any response at all. So I guess I'm going to have to go through the insurance company to the driver that hit my building.
Okay, let's say the claim has been put in. What's the state the accident occurred in?
Florida. He said the claim was put in by the fire department or the police department. He wasn't sure. But nobody contacted me, so I'm not sure if he was telling me the truth.
All right, and do you have a policy number?
I do. It starts with ALA200-34226.
And you said the date of the accident was August the 16th?
No, I think it's August 20th. I'll look it up right now. Wait, it might be August 19th. It is August 19th at 5:50 p.m., August 19th.
Okay, do you happen to have the VIN number for that Amazon vehicle?
Just a moment. I have the police report. I have the license tag for that.
Okay, we can try the license plate.
It says 86812CP. C like Charlie, P like Paul.
So 86812 Charlie Paul.
Yes. Let me see if that's good. I took. I'm looking at it right now because I took a picture of it too. Interesting. The state is Tennessee. This occurred in Florida, but the tag is in Tennessee. The Tennessee tag.
Okay, just a moment.
86812CP. Yep. It is a Hertz vehicle, Hertz rental vehicle that they used, that Amazon used to deliver the packages.
All right, give me just a second. What's the address where this accident happened?
5215 Southeast Abshire, Abshier Boulevard, BLVD. And then the city is Bellevue, but it's spelled
I'm sorry, can
B-E-L-L-E-V. Go ahead.
What was the address again? 5215?
5215, and then capital S-E, and then Abshire, A-B-S-H-I-E-R. And then Boulevard, B-L-V-D.
And that's in Bellflower? I mean Bellevue?
It's in Bellevue, B-E-L-L-E-V-I-E-W.
Okay, so it doesn't look like a claim has been filed with the insurance company, so we can go ahead and do that.
Yep, he lied because he said the claim was already filed and it's all getting taken care of. Okay, that's fine.
Let me see just a second. Let me see what this is.
Yes.
Okay, and what's the spelling of your first and last name?
Daniel, common spelling, D-A-N-I-E-L, and then the last name is Ritz, just like Ritz Cracker, R-I-T-Z.
And it was your property that was damaged?
That's right, my medical office, my optometric office.
Okay, what is your address?
Well, that's the 5215 Southeast Abshire Boulevard. So what happens is right in the middle of moving. So that's why I use my office address as my address. I mean, I can give you my house address, but in a month I'm going to be moving. I mean, but I can give you that if you'd like. Do you want my home address?
No, this is fine. And what is a good callback number for you?
352-895-2732.
And a good email address?
FSHG.
I think.
Rentals. Yeah. Yeah. So it stands for Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but it's just the letter. So F, I guess, for Father, S for Son, H for Holy, and G for Ghost. That's, and then continue, no spaces yet. Rentals, R-E-N-T-A-L-S, @gmail.com.
And can we send you texts and emails regarding your claim?
Yes, you sure can.
What time did the accident happen?
Let me see if it was around 5:50, but let me look at the police report and see what they say. So it will be the same thing. Okay, I'm looking it up right now on the police report. The police report says 5:45 p.m. Yes. Definitely.
Okay.
August 19th, 5:45 p.m.
Okay, just a second.
I mean, and I can send you a copy of the police report that has the driver information, my address and everything.
Okay. All right. Just a moment.
Sure.
Okay, and you have a brief description of what happened?
I think they call it a portico share, but it's so that when people walk out of our the front of our office, they won't get wet. So it has like a roof over it, and the rental truck that Amazon logistic company was using had a clearance that was higher than the clearance of my roof, and they just ran right into the roof. It had about 5 inches bigger than what my roof could allow. And so it hit the beam, and it hit it so hard that it messed up the supports for that beam. And since it messed up the supports, they called the fire department, and they put the police, they put the tape around it saying it was unsafe for any car to go under that until we had an engineer report on how to fix it. Since it was a supporting joist or whatever they call those beams in the roof.
All right. Okay, and do you know if the Amazon vehicle had any damages?
So, again, the Amazon company was using a Ryder truck, and the Ryder truck, the top of the Ryder truck, it had some dents, but it was reinforced steel. So, yes, it did have some dents. I think I have some pictures of that, too. But, of course, it cracked the cement and the wood beam of my office. The driver was not injured. Nobody in the office was injured. So thank goodness there's no injuries.
And was the Amazon vehicle drivable or was it towed?
Yes. Yes. No, they drove it away. She honestly tried to drive away after hitting it, and that's why we had to call the police.
Okay, and do you have the driver's name?
Speak. I do, yeah. She couldn't speak English too well, so she didn't talk very much. Would you like, it's one of those four names. Do you want all four names?
Yeah.
Okay. The first name is Ruth, R-U-T-H. The second name is Katrina, K-A-T-I-R-I-A. So actually it's Kateria. So K-A-T-I-R-I-A. Then it's Santiago, S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O. And then there's one more name, Delgado. D-E-L-G-A-D-O.
Okay, and do you have any, do you have address, email, or telephone number for her?
Yes, I have the driver's address. The driver's address is 7517 Frontier Drive, F-R-O-N-T-I-E-R, and then just D-R, 7517 Frontier Drive. I'll spell the city, Y-A-L-A-H-A. Never heard of that. That's in Florida, so just F-L. And the zip code is 34797.
Okay, thank you. And do you have her driver's license number, the Amazon driver?
You know, it's interesting. It did not give it to me. I don't know why. It doesn't. It's not on the form.
Okay.
No, I don't have it. And I don't have her phone number, but I have her direct supervisor phone number. That's the phone number she kept on handing me. Call my boss, call my boss, call my boss. So I have his phone number. And he called me from this phone several times. He was very nice to begin with. And once he got the estimate for the repair, you know, then he hasn't called me back and he's ghosting me. I don't know if you want her supervisor's phone number or not.
I'll get it in just a moment.
Sure.
All right, give me just a moment. I'm just inputting some information in the system.
Take your time.
Okay, and what's the supervisor number that you have?
Yes, all I have is a first name, Nick, N-I-C-K. He said, just call me Nick from Amazon. And his phone number is 352-223-4268. So every time I called him before I gave him the bill, he answered like first or second ring, very easy. So he probably has caller ID and can tell my phone number, and that's why he's not answering now. He was very nice to begin with. Said, oh, I'll pay everything, no problem, no problem. Don't submit a claim. And then he called back, they already submitted a claim. I said, well, I don't know. I didn't do it, but whatever.
Okay, so you said it was your roof that was damaged, like the support beam to, like an awning or something? Is that what it is?
Yeah, so you know how banks have a, what do you call it, a drive-through?
Yes.
You know how banks have a drive-through? Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's an extension from my building. The extension from my building has a roof covering up a driveway within two beams on the other side. Well, she hit the actual roof itself. And again, I have pictures that I could email to you of the damage, and then I can also email you the police report that has all these phone numbers and everything that you asked me, if you'd like that information, some of the pictures of the damage. And then I can also email you the estimate from the contractor and from the engineer. I don't care what contractor you use, but we do have to pay for that engineering report, since the engineer had to do all the calculations.
Yeah, so in just a moment, whenever we finish the claim, I'll give you the adjuster's email address and name and phone number, and then you can email all that to the adjuster.
Okay. I am a doctor, and I have two people waiting in the room for me right now. Are we almost done?
Yeah, we have maybe 5 minutes or so.
Okay, can we do that real quick?
Yeah. And if you don't want to wait, I can go ahead and finish up the claim. Well, no, you need the claim number, so yeah, it's not going to be much longer. What's the name of the police department that came out?
Bellevue Police Department, same spelling as the city.
And do you have a police report number?
I have an agency case number. I guess that would be it. Are you ready for the agency case number?
Yes.
202-408-0346.
Any witnesses or camera that you know of?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it hit the building, it was a loud boom, and people did see it. So my staff saw, you know, the truck was on the building when it happened.
So you have, you say you do have witnesses, names and numbers that you want to give?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. And what's the first witness's name?
Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R. Last name starts with an A, just a second. A-D-L-E-B-U-R-G, Adelberg. So A-D-L-E-B-U-R-G. Phone number is 352-3979.
Okay, and she works there at the office?
She used to. She no longer is employed by us.
Okay, and do you have another witness you want to add?
Yes. The next one is, his name is Shane, S-H-A-N-E, Rarick, R-A-R-I-C-K. And his phone number is 352-812-5916.
It was 352-812-5916?
Yes. All these people, if you call them, you'll probably have to leave a message because most of us don't answer the phone call to unknown people.
Okay, do you have another witness you want to add?
Not at this time. I'll have to ask if I there was another person, but I don't know if she saw it or not. So I'll have to find out on her. I'll have to ask her first. I don't know if she saw it.
All right. Give me just a second, and I'll get you the claim number. Okay. Your claim number is going to be X as an X-ray, C for Charlie, dash, O for Oscar, R, Robert, C, Charlie, A, Apple, dash 24, dash 05682.
Okay, so the 05682, that was the zero, but the ORCA in the middle, O-R-C-A, that's a letter O.
Correct.
Yeah, so XC, ORCA dash 24-5678.
Yes, you dash 05682. Is that what you said?
Oh, I didn't hear the two at the end. So it's 056782?
No. It's ORCA dash 24-05682.
Oh, my goodness. That is not what I had. All right. I hate to be superfluous, but okay. After the 24, it's 056-82.
Yes.
Now we got it. Okay. So what happens from now?
I'm going to give you the adjuster's name, phone number, and email, and then you can email any information you have over to the adjuster, and then – she'll give you a call within 24 business hours or so, now that the claim has been filed.
Okay.
And then the adjuster's name is Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Leveron, L-E-V as in Victor, E-R-O-N for Nancy, E. And then her email is jordan.leveron at x, as in x-ray, claims.claims. And both claims are plural. There's no .com at the end, just xclaims.claims.
Wow, that's really interesting. Again, I hate to be superfluous, but I want to make sure I got it. Jordan Leverone, L-E-V-E-R-O-N-E. And the email is jordan.leverone at xclaims. Excuse me, xclaims.claims.
Yes.
Okay, and then do I have a phone number?
Yes, 769-888-1511.
Okay. Okay, so we all set then?
If you're all set, Jordan will give you a call within the next day or so, next business day.
Okay, thank you, Bert. Okay, thanks a lot then.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Thanks for calling Exceedance.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.